Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First this evening, you've heard the clip of the president there, President Michael D. Higgins. He's defended his decision not to attend a commemorative church service in Armagh next month. The service had been titled as marking the centenaries of the partition of Ireland and the foundation of Northern Ireland. The service is due to take place on Thursday, October the 21st in St. Patrick's Church of Ireland Cathedral in Armagh and will be attended by the United Kingdom's Queen Elizabeth. This afternoon, President Michael D. Higgins spoke to reporters in Rome.
I have decided that it would be inappropriate to attend. And I think it's good to... I'm glad to be able to tell you some more. Let's say, first of all, I've been considering this for some time. So I'm able now to clarify a number of points. And I think that Minister Coveney's statement today helps this. For a start, I think that the original... I have been considering this for about 6 months. And when the original suggestion came in many ways, the next part of it is that there were discussions between officials who were dealing with matters in Northern Ireland from all sides, and I think... And those meetings, I recall in March, just before St. Patrick's Day, saying... we must do everything we can to support each other's events, but if this event is titled as it is and structured as it is, it would present difficulties. It isn't a sudden decision. It's a decision as the outcome of a consideration. And you might remember that, you know, I've had no difficulties in appearing in Northern Ireland with Her Majesty. I've done so.
And that is in Tuachtarán on Michael D. Higgins. I'm joined now by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times, who is in Rome. Harry, you're very welcome to the programme. What else has the president been saying about this?
Well, I think, Cormac, the extraordinary element of the interview that the president gave to media a short time ago was his the manner in which he addressed the criticisms of Mr. Bruton. Mr. Bruton this morning said that if Mr. Higgins had fulfilled his obligation under the Constitution, which is to take the advice of the Irish government on this matter, they would have advised him that he ought to go. And the president took very strong issue with this. He said the criticism of Mr. Bruton was wrong. And he also said that his interpretation of Articles 13.8 and 13.9 of the Constitutions were, quote mark, unusual.
Well, let me just play...
Close mark.
Let me just play for listeners who haven't heard what he has had to say in relation to what John Bruton's said about his conduct. Let's play what President Michael D. Higgins had to say about that, and then we'll talk.
With the greatest respect, although a former Prime Minister, John Bruton is wrong in his interpretation of the Constitution. I'm sure he may find some legal scholars that will support such a kind of an unusual interpretation of 13.8, 13.9. But I think it's unfortunate that he has... it's up to him. It's up to him as to whether he wants to withdraw the remarks he has made about the president, practically suggesting that the president has behaved improperly. And also, I think he might want to withdraw his remarks about the significance of a credit union meeting in Kerry, because I can't think of any more important organisation than the credit union movement. And it's as important in Kerry as anywhere else. But look, I think he's wrong about 13.8.9. He's also wrong about the relationship between government and the president.
It's incredible, really, isn't it, Harry? It's an unseemly situation we have here. A sitting president contradicting a former Taoiseach and his criticism about the relationship between president and government.
Yes, and both have different interpretations of the Constitution. I think we'll have to get legal scholars together to parse Articles 13.8 and 13.9, which essentially set out the relationship between the government and the president. He also said a little later in that interview that he found it very extraordinary coming from a former Prime Minister and presently a member of the Council of State who has been treated by courtesy by me. I'm sure that Mr. Bruton will want to withdraw his remarks. He didn't ask Mr. Bruton to withdraw them, but he said that Mr. Bruton might consider the remarks and might then consider withdrawing them. But they put it puts both of them complete odds with each other.
Did the president also say that it seemed to him that John Bruton was practically suggesting that the president had behaved improperly?
Yeah, he said. Well, in that clip, he said to it's up to him as to whether he should withdraw the remarks he has made about the president practically suggested the president behaved improperly. So I think the line has been drawn in relation to this particular issue between both the president
well,
and
let's
the
see
Taoiseach.
If the former Taoiseach John Bruton wants to respond. We have been in contact with him. We'll see if he wishes to respond to that before the long. Can I move on to another clip from President Michael D. Higgins? And he was talking to reporters, among them yourself in Rome. He wanted to clarify the time frame of his decision not to attend. Let's have a listen.
Can I say to you straightforwardly, in the week before St. Patrick's Day, I addressed these words and I said, if this title and the structure suggested remains, it may be that I will have to wish you well, but decline. Straightforwardly.
And that is his clarification around the time frame. Did he ask, or do we know if he asked the organiser of the event, Harry, to rename the event?
Well, that's what he was suggesting there. He said he told them as early as March that he had a problem with the title. And the title, of course, was an event to mark the centenary of the partition of Ireland and the establishment of Northern Ireland. And the president said a little further on in the interview that that title was not a neutral statement.
Okay.
And he also said that doing any commemoration is difficult. And then he outlined in some his own difficulties.
Okay, well, the line is a little bit patchy, so we'll leave Harry McGee there in Rome, Harry McGee of the Irish Times. My thanks to Harry for that. You can text us what you think, 51551. But earlier this afternoon, reporter John Cook took to the streets of Limerick and asked people what they thought about the president's decision not to attend the church service.
President Higgins is a very credible individual, and I would actually go with what he says. I think he's right.
I feel in these times, like where the Good Friday Agreement and all that, everything needs to be done to keep that strengthened and kept relations with union side, because the unionists would take a dim view of this, I think. Like, and yeah, I feel like he has a good relationship with the Queen, and I feel he should continue to foster that, basically.
I agree with him, yeah. I think he shouldn't go. Why? Because his principles and all our principles.
Yourself, what do you think?
No. Well, I think he should give in and go for the sake.
I do.
This stage, we want to be all together. We shouldn't be fighting over little, small things like that, you know.
But it is a big thing, and I think that's the way he's thinking too.
Well, I agree with President Higgins on that, because let's face it, it would only be celebrating the division of Ireland, so.
They say it's a commemoration, not a celebration.
Well, you can put any name on it, but what it really boils down to is celebrating the division of Ireland, as I said.
Oh, I think in the long run, this matter will sort itself out, and I fully agree with the stance as taken by President Higgins. When you take into the history of the establishment of the Northern Ireland state and all the grief, horror and violence that has ensued over the years, I think to attend would send the wrong message at this time. It's totally a separate issue from reconciliation.
There's a lot to be said of both sides. They didn't come down here for 1916, so he's not going up there. But I think it's probably a little bit childish with the problem about the President of Ireland versus the President of the Republic of Ireland. So, I don't know.
But should it be marking 100 years of partition in Ireland?
Well, it happened. Probably just forget about it. Yeah, I think they need to be respected if we're going to go forward as a whole island.
I suppose we're supposed to be at a point where we're all working together towards peace, but I can still understand, yeah, that he wouldn't want to commemorate something that has caused so much pain and anguish and violence in people's lives. So there's kind of like two sides to it. There's not a perfect answer.
Well, that's what the people of Limerick think. What about the people in Belfast? Our reporter Barry Lenehan was in Belfast, and he asked people what they thought of it all.
I think he should attend. I think this is a special year for Northern Ireland, and the service was for everyone of all religious persuasions. So I think it would have been good for him to have been here as the president of all Ireland, as what he considered himself to be.
He says he was referred to as the president of the Republic of Ireland rather than the president of Ireland, and this caused particular offence.
I suppose there is separation in Ireland, north and south, but at the moment he's president of the Republic of Ireland, although the title, of course, is All Ireland, so he'll be welcome here.
And how much would it mean to people if he does attend?
I think for a certain section of the community especially, that would be very helpful for him to be at the occasion.
Well, he's right not to go.
Why?
Because of too much pain and suffering in this country to celebrate that.
I don't think he should be expected to go to celebrate.
Why so?
I think he's pretty conciliatory. You must respect other people's views, you can't force them.
Do you think he'll cause offence by not going?
Some people are easily offended.
See, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what I think. At the end of the day, they're just going to do their own thing anyway. You know, as I say, it's politics, religion, getting mixed up in where they shouldn't be. Getting mixed up, if you know what I mean. Ireland has a history of conflict, and there'll always be conflict here, whether it's on a small scale or on a larger scale. But as I say, let them sort themselves out. Let us get on with our own life and just get through life as best as we can. That's all you can do.
And is it a case of here we go again when you see something like this flare up?
I've lived in Belfast and Ireland all my life. It's just the same old, just reheated, rehashed and just play it out the same way again and let the politicians do what they do best, which is not very, very much if you understand what I'm saying.
It's his decision, whether it's right or wrong, in my opinion. The man made a decision, it's up to him.
What would you do or what do you think he should do?
Stay away from here for a while is what I would do.
Do you think he'd cause offence, though, by not attending this event marking the centenary of Northern Ireland?
To a certain section of the community, yes, he'd cause an offence.
And is it important that he doesn't cause offence, do you think?
I think at this time in present, it's not the best decision he made. But again, it's his decision.
And that is the views of some of the people in Belfast speaking to Barry Lenihan. We will be returning to this story just after 5 o'clock. We're going to be speaking to Minister of State in the Department of Foreign Affairs, Thomas Byrne, and also DUP MLA, Peter Weir. So do stay with us for that.